Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm your host, Cornelia Stephanie, and it's Cornelia Stephanie Day today on Transformation Talk Radio every Friday. So we have this show from 12 to 1 Pacific time, and then we have another show right after this one from 1 to 2. Stay tuned for the show that we're doing past this one from 1 to 2 with Joan Sharp. We're going to be talking about our financial plans in the upcoming show. So I want to, you know, this show, I always love doing this show because, you know, we're all about women's empowerment. We're all about women's health. We're all about women's financial wealth. We're all about empowering each other, supporting each other as we build our businesses so that we can thrive and that we can help more people. And when I created this show, I know how important it is to tell stories and tell stories to each other, because a lot of times when we hear something challenging that somebody else went through and how they overcame it, we heal through stories. And these are the stories that we're sharing with our children, our grandchildren, our friends, our neighbors. And this is what is rippling across the world and making the world a better way. So it's always an honor and a pleasure to meet these amazing women that I'm going to introduce you to today that have overcome extraordinary odds and are doing incredible things in the world, empowering women's health, empowering women's wealth. So my first guest today is Juliana Sauber. And Juliana is a naturopath. She is a Reiki practitioner. She is certified in the emotion code. And she basically, her all-around skill is about holistic. She's embraced the holistic health and wellness and vitality that she now empowers women with their health. So welcome to the show today.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's wonderful that you're here. And tell us, how did you get started? When I was reading your bio, you said that you were 35 and you felt like you were 80 or something like that. Did I see that?
Yeah, I really did. I graduated college. I went straight into my career. I was climbing the ladder. I was working 60 hours a week in high stress positions, really just driving forward. And I found myself getting more and more sick and uncomfortable, pain levels increasing, headaches all the time, fatigue and exhaustion that was unabate. I literally, in my mid-30s, started seeking medical help for it and couldn't find any answers. So I would get blood tests and they would say, well, we didn't find anything. Everything's fine. I'm like, I'm not fine. I'm afraid to walk downstairs because my body's so stiff and so sore. And it was interfering with everything in life. And I remember the day that I knew I needed to make a change is because I was sitting at a stoplight and I fell asleep. And it took two honking horns to wake me up. And my foot was on the brake pedal. So I knew that I had now become almost a danger to myself and others because I was so physically exhausted. So I actually was introduced to a local acupuncturist because I had asked questions like, does anybody know a good allergist for my son? And my friend said, you know, my acupuncturist might be able to help you. So at that point in time, I had kind of said, I'm not going to get answers from Western medicine. Let's try something else. Fast forward to, we changed our diet. We started to detoxify. I started looking into learning more about natural health. and went back to school while I was still working full time to learn naturopathy, which really the foundation of that is that the human body has the ability to heal itself. And we just need to give it the fuel it needs to do so. So over the course of about 5 or 6 years, dramatic improvements, reduction in headaches, reduction in pain. I hit some plateaus, though, that kind of frustrated me. And I was introduced to the idea that your emotional health, subconscious emotional trauma, has an impact on your physical body. So I started researching Dr. Bruce Lipton and Dr. Candace Pert and others. And it really set me on the course to learn about emotion code and other modalities. And then I found out I was an empath. So I'm taking in everybody's energy, which was a piece of my physical illness. So I learned how to, you know, stop taking on other people's things and started incorporating that into my practice. I learned about Donna Eden energy medicine, and I just kept going forward, and every piece of it, I felt better and better and better. So I will actually, my driver's license says I'll be 50 this month. I don't feel like I'm 50. I tell people I'm 26 because I feel better now than I did in my 30s. So I've like taken out that decade in terms of I didn't feel good, but it was a huge decade of learning, and the 40s have even been more. And I love sharing that with everyone. So I've added quantum healing technology into my practice for myself and my family. We have overcome so much. And it's so amazing to me. We built our own house starting in 2018. I helped run our electrical wires. I painted almost the whole house. I helped load wood and tile and everything else, something I never would have dreamed of in my 30s because there was no physical way I was going to be able to do any of those things. So I've set my sights on, you know, walking the Appalachian Trail and climbing mountains and doing things that I wasn't sure I was going to be able to do. So I'm very excited to have really overcome all of that and then to be able to infuse that excitement with others so that they can grasp that healing potential that's in them and just come out and see what amazing things are ahead of them, what opportunities they've got.
That's an incredible, incredible journey that you were on. My God. So, you know, you were talking about how now you're feeling like, you know, so much more younger, that you don't feel 50, that you feel young. Yeah. And do you feel like a lot of that had to do with the emotional suppression that was released, the trauma, all of that from the past that was stored in the physical body, and that you, through your work, that you were releasing that and letting that go, and you're freer, more lighter now?
Yes. I found myself along the way. I found who I'm truly meant to be. I shed all of the facade of all the things I put on because everyone expected me to be a certain way. I learned what was important to me, so I'm able to set and enforce boundaries, which helps keep the peace. You know, my big objectives in my emotional and spiritual healing was I want peace in my life. I need space in my life. There's no drama. And you know, just keeping this even keel, this center. And so, yes, digging into the emotional trauma that I'd inherited from multiple generations that I experienced myself. I have an amazing family. I grew up solidly middle class, good schools, you know, by all outward appearances, I shouldn't have any trauma, but I did. And I had the, you know, the need to fit in and the people pleasing, and I sacrificed myself for other people. And so by doing that deep shadow work, boy, so much lighter, everything is clearer. And now I really actually enjoy doing the shadow work. I see it as an adventure. You know, what can I find this time? And yeah. Then heal. Then I know that I'm healing it from my family, going backwards and going forward, which is great because my kids aren't going to carry that with them either.
Yeah, that's so real. It's so true. The other big important piece that you said is that that you're an empath. And when we make that distinction, and when we're clear that, you know, that we take on other people's emotions and energy field when we take on, we take it on as empaths. That is a big, huge piece right there, because all of a sudden, you know, once you have that realization, then you can really just be with someone without taking it on and taking it on for them. That's huge.
Yeah, as a naturopath, I thought I was going to put a big N on my shirt and a cape, and I was going to go out and save the world. And as an empath, yeah, that's what we want to do. Our gift is caring for others and help, wanting to help others. The challenge is we don't learn how to do it without giving ourselves away.
Yeah.
So in linking up with the divine energy that's available to us and knowing that that's an infinite source of energy and that I can draw that through and share that with people, I mean, that's the source of love and true compassion, and it is the thing that sustains us forever. So as we can share that and bringing it into our hearts and really getting centered with that, it's such a beautiful place to be.
Yeah.
Life is so much easier.
Yeah, and you're speaking divine truth. I mean, you're integrated. I can feel it, and I know that the audience can feel it too. You brought some gifts with you today. Share with us about that, and then also how can people find you? You're doing, how can people get in contact with you and work with you? Also share that.
Well, my website is wholebodyrenewalcenter.com, and I'm also Whole Body Renewal Center on Facebook, and Defy Gravity on Facebook and Instagram. So I have my own podcast, and I do YouTube videos as well, so that people can hear and learn on their own as they start their journey. And they can find me through Whole Body Renewal Center, whether that's on Facebook or on the website. And I'm happy to share. I generally do like a free Healy session with people. So it's an aura scan that really helps us to get to know ourselves and then bringing in the energetic balance of healing those spaces so that our auras, our chakras can be filled up and we can be light and happy too.
So. Good. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on and for sharing your story and for the incredible work that you're doing for yourself and for everyone on the planet, because it's always true. The work that we do for ourselves ripples out into the world and makes the world a better place. And that's how the world is changing. One heart, one soul at a time, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Juliana. It was wonderful to meet you.
Thank you.
And we'll see you again. All right.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Feeling like something is missing to achieve your sales goals? Elise Smith is helping ladypreneurs in reaching revenue goals and making the difference they were meant to make by increasing divine guidance in their business. She's created a Facebook group for any woman entrepreneur who believes in a higher power and would like to have support aligning their faith with their business. For more information on joining, search Faithful Ladypreneurs on Facebook or visit divinelydrivenresults.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We are in for our next story and our next guest, Jillian Rothschild Scholar. She's here to empower our feng shui, and she helps bring balance and she helps bring harmony to your home and your business. And doesn't that sound fantastic? Because right now, the way the state of the world is with everything that is happening, you know, we all could use a little feng shui. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I completely agree with you. Everyone can use a little boost in their feng shui.
Yeah, a little boost. So how did you've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
You are an expert in this. So how did this all come about? How did you become a feng shui expert?
So I actually spent 20 years in college admissions before I started doing feng shui full time. And I was working for a company having a lot of success on the East Coast in Pittsburgh. And at one point the company said, "We want to open a unit in Phoenix, Arizona." And I was like, "Oh, pick me. I will go to the sunshine. I'm happy to go." So I really thought I was on a trajectory with this company. Like I was moving up and they picked me to go. They flew me and helped me open a unit out here. So I really thought that I was going to be growing with this company. I'd been with them for a while. And I got here. They gave me a group. Everything was going really well. And I bought a house and I moved into it. And very shortly after that, everything started to fall apart. And I'm sure someone can relate to this. Like I moved into this house and all of a sudden things were not going well at work and I couldn't seem to get things going right in my life and everything just felt off. And they at the company, they actually encouraged me to choose to step down from my role. And I was like, okay, this is not right at all. And so that was really the kickstart for me to start taking a look at what was going on. And I had heard about feng shui and I thought, oh, maybe this can help my situation. So I brought someone in to my home and I thought I was getting like low budget interior design and it was so much more. And so I did everything I was told to do. And it was kind of like a little zipper. It was like, and all the energy started to come together and then the penny dropped. I started having more opportunities. Things started getting better at work. I just felt better about my life. And then I got a bonus check with an extra zero in my bonus check. And I was like, wow, this feng shui stuff is amazing. And even my husband was like, there's something to this. There's got to be something to this.
Yeah.
And that really was the moment that I said, okay, I need to do this. And so I really dove into reading and studying and training. And 10 years later, I'm full-time professional. It was completely life-changing for me to have that experience of understanding what crappy energy felt like. And then having the transition to incorporating this into my life and having supportive energy in my home so that I could be stronger and more focused and have more opportunities.
What an incredible story. Talk about being involved in an experience, you know, the way that you were by moving and then finding yourself in your home and everything's kind of falling apart. And then you get into, you know, this whole feng shui business and how it literally changed your life. And thank God you saw it, how supportive it is and how supportive it can be for people that are open to this and that are ready for having more harmony, more balance, more prosperity.
Right. And I think that if someone wants to feel empowered, they want to feel a sense of well-being, of happiness, a sense of support, feel like you're going with the flow and things are positively going, working for you, then it's very important to consider the significance of your home environment. And that was the tipping point for me, because I knew I didn't want to be in this crappy situation and I wanted to be somewhere else. And so it was time to make some changes, and some very simple changes in my home made a huge difference.
Well, I think this is like really timely right now, especially since so many people are working from home.
Yes.
And since there's so many entrepreneurs that are working from home and more to come.
Yes.
So what is it that you want to say to them? I mean, maybe you can give some tips on what they can do to, you know, to get started.
Sure. One of the systems that I feel is very usable for anybody is a system called Eight Mansions. And it basically says that based on the year you were born, you are assigned what's called a life gua or a ming gua. And that is identified by a number. And it means that you're either an East life group person or a West life group person. And from that that characterization, you will be given four good directions and four bad directions. And so knowing your life gua and knowing which are your good directions can be, first of all, super easy. And second of all, incredibly pivotal to aligning yourself with energy that's more supportive. And it's very safe. It's actually a system in my practice that is non-negotiable. And I use it for every single client. And it's something that we can do on our own. So if someone's listening to this and says, oh, you know, my business isn't really going where I want it to go, or I'm not, my relationships aren't where I want them to be, or I could use a little bit of extra money, or I'm not sleeping, or I'm not healthy, something's going on, you're hearing this for a reason, then there would be an opportunity to look at your directions that you're using in your home to see if there's something that can be changed, maybe a bed, or maybe a desk direction, or maybe a different door in your house. My teacher once said this, that people always want the whole enchilada when it comes to feng shui. And sometimes we don't get the whole enchilada. Sometimes we just get the nachos. She called them the nachos. So it's like your bed, your desk, your stove, your doors. And if you're living in a small apartment, you may only have one door. You may only have a bedroom and maybe one office space. You don't have a lot of choices, but this system can be used virtually anywhere. You can even take it with you to your favorite coffee shop to have a meeting if you're ever going to have a meeting in person. And you can even use it then too.
Wow. So you said it's very simple. So, and it's based on your year of birth.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So that's actually something that I'll be covering moving forward. I'm going to be doing a class in November. It's a 2-day class on how to implement the system. So it's called How Feng Shui Works. It's here in Phoenix. And it's a great opportunity for someone who wants to be immersed in a teaching instead of just like reading a book and trying to figure it out on your own. It's going to be a 2-day long class where you can really learn the nuances of the system and how to employ them.
Oh, good. So for all those people that are in Phoenix, go there and take this. So when is it and how can people find out more about it?
So the class is going to be the 14th and 15th of November. It's going to be local here in Phoenix. And there's a registration link. People can always inquire through my website.
Which is?
My business is Feng Shui in Motion. So it's fsinmotion.com. And there's a free newsletter that you can sign up for. I send out 2 newsletters a month with information on like the energy of the month. So you can get a sense of what's happening at the beginning of the month. And then interesting articles and tips on the second part of the month as well. And that goes throughout the year.
Oh yeah, that's good. Definitely sign up for that. Mm-hmm. For all those home-based business people that are out there right now that are looking to increase their business and, you know, have good mojo, have good health, have good wealth, this is definitely something to add into your to-do.
Yes. I feel like feng shui is the kind of thing that is going to be important regardless of what's happening in the rest of the world. It's situational proof, if you will. It's not going to be needed at one time in your life. I work with clients over time to develop goals and results and get them where they're going, because feng shui is not a one-time event. So you may be hearing about it for the first time, although it's very trendy. And so you're going to hear about it even more and more. But there's an entry point, and now could be the perfect entry point for you, and then you can use it moving forward. So even though we're all sort of working from home for the first time, and this is something that you might feel like you need right now, it's going to help carry you through even the future years as well.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people also that are moving. So this is like you get to your new location, you're getting into your new home, mm-hmm. you know, reaching out to someone like you that can help set up your home base in a way that's where it's really going to support you to thrive, right?
I really encourage people to look at feng shui even before they move, right? So I actually offer new home selection service, because sometimes if you're looking at a series of properties, you can pick the one of the ones that are available that could give you the most support, instead of running around trying to fix things after you get into a space. That can just eliminating negative issues from the get-go can be hugely supportive.
Yeah. And we just want to, you know, transcend all that negativity and clean all that out so that we can be in our beautiful, peaceful environments.
Yep.
And to thrive, where we can help each other and support each other and love each other. I mean, you've got to love what it is that you're doing. And obviously you do. And yeah. That is to make, you know, the world a better place.
I feel like a lot of what I do is just help people who are struggling with like tormenting, like real big issues on their hearts, whether it's financial or wealth, health, relationships, something's on your heart that you're tormented by. And I can really help you get some clarity so that you can move forward confidently on a path instead of feeling like you're constantly going up against obstacles and not sure where to go. Sometimes I just feel like I offer clarity and then you kind of know which direction you want to go in. So that's what I love about what I do.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I can definitely feel the energy. Thank you, Jillian, for coming on today. And give us your website one more time for the audience.
Sure. Yeah, the business is Feng Shui in Motion, and the website is fsinmotion.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with our next guest.
Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and success? Join Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich with Cornelia Stephanie on the Millionaire Imprint for Women on Transformation Talk Radio every third Friday, 1 p.m. PST. Step out of lack and into your power of creation. Build and grow your wealth. Create prosperous businesses that make a difference. Visit ahanalara.com/RBR show.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amirabeth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit Amirabeth.com.
Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message Delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit angelmessagestoyou.com. That's angelmessages, the number two, the letter U.com.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Cornelia Stephanie here, and I am with my next guest, Adriana Craig, and she's here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
It's wonderful to have you. During the break, we were talking about what you've personally overcome and what you're here to talk to us today about, and that is you help women overcome their struggle with weight loss, with losing weight. And I know that there are so many people right now that are challenged with this, especially during COVID. There's a lot of women that have put on extra weight. Then there's all the hormonal issues that women have experienced. But I know that you said you learned about this through your own experience. And so we'd love to hear what you were going through and how you overcame that.
Sure. So my story really starts back when I turned 40. At that time, my body started going through changes that I didn't understand. I wasn't prepared for, and I really didn't know how to handle them. My body, you know, felt like I was in turmoil all the time. I was anxious, stressed out, and just felt constant pressure in all areas of my life, at home with my family and in my career. And I ended up gaining 35 pounds in 4 years, which when I think back about that now, it blows my mind. That was almost 10 pounds a year for 4 years.
Yeah, that's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I had not had major struggles with weight, thankfully, prior to turning 40. So it was a huge thing for me to overcome. I mean, it took a stab at my self-confidence. My self-esteem were really low. I ended up just turning into this woman I didn't recognize anymore. You know, I was afraid to take risks, wasn't getting out, you know, doing things I loved, like learning, growing, meeting new people. And I just was really stuck in my life. And for me, the real turning point happened in 2015. As I was gaining weight, I was starting to have a severe pain in my right hip joint. And sometimes my leg would stiffen up. I would get an actual shooting pain through the joint, and I would start limping because it hurt so bad. And the crazy thing about it was completely random. There was no pattern to it. So I really didn't pay a whole lot of attention except when I was having an episode, which I could have an episode for 2-3 days and then not have another episode for months on end. Mm. But as time progressed, and in 2015, the episodes started becoming more frequent and they were lasting longer. And I remember in late summer of 2015, I went to get out of bed in the morning to get ready for work, and my leg gave out on me as I was trying to get out of bed, and I had to grab onto the bed just to keep myself upright. And for me, that was a real wake-up call in that, you know, I had to go see someone and find out what was going on in my body with that pain. And I ended up being diagnosed with a labral tear in my right hip joint, and I was referred to a physical therapist. So I started going to physical therapy, but I realized that my body was rejecting all that extra weight. And if I didn't do something about that, all the physical therapy in the world wasn't going to help resolve this problem. And I've learned on my own journey, as well as through my education as a health coach, that our body definitely gives us signals and lets us know what's going on. At that time, we were going to be going on a vacation, and I made the decision that when we got back from vacation, I was going to start focusing on my weight loss and getting my act back together. So I did start with a company that allowed you to eat real food. That was important to me because I love to eat, and I don't like a lot of those diet programs. You know, I wanted to learn how to eat properly with real food. So I did love that about the program. On the other hand, there were things I didn't like, that the fact you had to take a lot of supplements along with eating the regular food. And you went and saw someone 2 to 3 times a week. And I felt like even though I was doing really good, I was eating healthy foods I should, I was losing weight. If I ate anything that was not on meal plan as part of like a get together or a special occasion, I felt like you just got a lecture or a reprimand or reminder about not eating the regimented foods. And I started to resent that because I wanted to live healthy and eat healthy, but I also wanted to enjoy myself. And I'm sure most of women can agree with that and relate to that. Yeah. So as I've gone through, you know, I went through some transformative things after 2015. I did end up getting divorced after being with my ex-husband for 23 years, which was very traumatic. Put some of the weight back on after that. And I was able to lose that weight by, you know, getting back on track, re-implementing my healthy habits. And then I had another blow in 2018 when my company restructured our jobs and moved them out of state in my division, and was told, like, you either have to move out of state to keep your job or you need to leave. And so I had these patterns of putting the weight back on after any of these major life changes, you know, took place. So what I've come to learn is that, you know, a lot of us have triggers that cause us to emotionally eat, you know, especially if we're not taking care of ourselves, if we're so caught up in taking care of everyone else's needs that we ignore our own and our own body's signals. And that led me to realize that I wanted to do something to help people. I wanted to go for my dream of owning my own business. That was something I dreamed about since I first started college. I'd even taken an entrepreneurship course. So that's kind of what has led me here to where I am now. I work with women who are struggling with weight gain and slower metabolisms, and I help them lose weight and feel great without the deprivation and resentment. Mindset is a really key thing. And when we deprive and punish ourselves to lose weight, we can only sustain that for a short amount of time. It's really not sustainable for the long term. So you have to do some internal work and some mindset work to help you more easily maintain the healthy lifestyle that you want to have and achieve weight loss goals, any other goals really that you may have in life. I've learned that the way you approach one set of goals is often how you approach all your goals in life.
Yeah. Now, are you at your ideal weight now?
I'm a little up from COVID, but very minor. And the thing is that nowadays I know what to do. And so I've never gained the full amount of weight back, thankfully. I lost the 35 pounds in 5 months. I've never put all that back on. And when I've struggled during those major life changes, I've put on minor amounts of weight that I've been able to quickly lose because I know what my triggers are.
Yeah,
I know how to make choices now, you know, and pay attention to my emotions. And that's also an important thing is because you can choose to grab a comfort food to, you know, help deal with your emotions, or you can choose to grab something that's going to be more nourishing, give you energy. And you may not always want to make that choice, but you can decide. And once you learn those triggers, more often than not, you'll make the decisions to not grab the comfort food and grab, you know, the food that'll make you feel better, nourish your body, and lift you up vibrationally.
So important, the work that you're doing, helping women with their weight gain so that they can live a healthier lifestyle. Because, you know, like you said, it robs women of confidence and, you know, with the confidence to move forward, to move ahead in life. And, you know, especially nowadays, it's really important. How can the audience get in contact with you to hire you or talk to you about what you do?
Sure. I can be reached at my website, which is lifecanyon.com. If someone would like to email me privately, my email is Adrian K at lifecanyon.com. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram as Life Canyon Limited. And on my website, I do offer free discovery sessions. And there's a pop-up on my website. If anyone, my story resonates with you and you would like to talk to me, you can actually fill out the pop-up with just your name and email, and you'll get my free ebook, which is 5 Easy Ways to Boost Your Health, Mind, Body, Spirit.
Excellent. I love it. Well, thank you so much, Adrienne, for coming on and for sharing with the audience today on what they can do, that there is hope, that there is hope and there are solutions to losing the weight, because I know many women struggle with that. Thank you for your time. Thank you for sharing your wisdom. And we'll see you again next time. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Great. Thank you.
Time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
TheAngelLady.net. 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 TheAngelLady.net.
1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, your host, and I'm with my next guest, and that is Tommy Forbes. Welcome to the show, Tommy.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yes, I'm so glad you're here. You're going to help us today with purpose.
Yeah.
We're talking about that in the green room. You were saying that a long time ago, you thought that you didn't have a purpose.
True.
So, it's true. How did it all come to be that you discovered your purpose and you're helping women now, empowering women with purpose?
Yeah, my sacred purpose. I didn't think I had a sacred purpose. So I did all the things, went to school, got into a career. I was in upper management in the mortgage industry, which is male dominated, as a lot of us know. And I got married and had two kids. And it was when I had my daughter, I started to look around, really questioning what is my purpose, because I, to be honest, was miserable. I felt dead inside. I had everything, if you will, right, or on paper, and yet I had this unfulfilled feeling that I couldn't ignore. And my daughter, looking at her, I so wanted more for her. So she was really like my catalyst to go on this journey. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I was scared. I was the breadwinner and kept everything at home together. And I was really scared to go on that journey to like fall apart, because I thought everything would fall apart. But the feeling of staying miserable and not showing my daughter a different life was so much greater than the risk. So I started my journey, and this was probably about 3 years ago. I was so in my head. I was so disconnected from my body. I'm extremely logical, and I did very well in that corporate environment, even though my heart was like, please leave, please leave. So I didn't know where to start. So I was like Googling, like, you know, how to be happy. But I went on this, I knew I had to connect my heart. I didn't even realize the heart space. So I started to search around, and I found this life coaching program, and it was more holistic, which is what I knew, like my calling, knowing without knowing. And I did that. But I knew going through it, I said, okay, this is actually the path I'm going to go on to actually help like people in my purpose. Like I knew that in my gut, but I needed to go deeper. And so I went on a year of self-love, and I was a little extreme. I went to 5 countries and all over the United States and had the conversation with my family and let them know what I was doing. And before I left, I had got introduced to energy work, and with my entire body, I knew this is a piece of what I'm to do. but it wasn't Reiki. I did that. I became a master teacher. It's great. It just wasn't, aligned with me. I wasn't aligned with it. And I asked the universe, send me a teacher, send me somebody who could actually teach me what it is I'm feeling that needs to come out. And a few days later, I came across the woman who was having this event in San Diego, had nothing to do with healing. Again, my entire body is talking about listening to myself. Like, this all makes sense in a second. Like, it'll come full circle. But really, I had that feeling again of, I have to be there. I went, and long story short, she is now one of my dearest friends. We do sacred work together. She taught me and opened me in a way to the energy and how healing actually comes through me to facilitate and hold the space to hold other people, specifically women. I work with some men and even some teenagers, but to really hold the space for them to find their own healing, which is what we're all here for. So, so that's kind of the short, long version of how I came around to that. And, but ultimately in that whole journey of self-love, it just brought me right back to me, which is the whole point of what I teach, is like, it's in us. The healing's in us. Every answer that we ever need to know is within us. Like, we are it.
Very inspiring.
A lot of crap. There's a lot of crap that gets put on that you have to clear out.
Yeah. It's very inspiring, you know, how authentically you're sharing how you went from, you know, being very logical, left brain, you know, doing, you know, going from point A to point B, you know, this is how it is. And then your inner feminine really wanted to be, come to the party and right. Leave. And lead. And so I love how you talked about your journey and to go around the world for a year and self-love, that's like, talk about magic. I mean,
it was really magical, and I have great support. I know not everybody can do that journey. And that's the point, is almost like, I didn't need to do that. Right. I mean, it was, I needed to do it, I guess, but like, not everybody has to do the extreme.
Yeah.
And I want to make another point, because I think this is important to say. It's what I'm hearing is my masculine side, right, that ran everything, was so successful everywhere that it was so hard to really let my feminine come in. And then the business that I built was really from my divine feminine. And that was such a huge struggle for me at the beginning. And I just wanted to voice that, because it was not easy.
Right. Because you had to allow that action taker, the masculine energy of doing, go, do. You had to allow that feminine to have voice and actually come in and start leading and running the show.
Yeah.
And start making money and healing and helping. And
from a place of pleasure, and from a place of joy, and from a place of not, I don't know what that word is, but.
I want to say slice. Not like.
So rigid. Rigid and.
Soft.
Yes.
Soft, magnetic. I love it. Now you're healing people, you're helping people. Like you said, you're definitely working with, isn't it funny? Cause you work with women, but definitely men come too. Mm-hmm. I found that too. When you say for women only, men show up because they really want, that service too. And it's absolutely fine. Yeah. So tell our audience how they can get in contact with you. And we have less than 2 minutes.
So. Okay, I'll be quick. So TommyForbes.com, Tommy with an I. There's links to all the social media pages as well. But my Facebook page is Power and Focus by Tommy Forbes. And then the sacred work that I was talking about that I do specifically with my friend, our Facebook group is SOS. It's Sacred Oneness Sanctuary. It's such a beautiful place. It's free. It's literally to go to receive, like you're in a sanctuary. Receive healing, message, just, it goes right aligned with what I do personally. So.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm so glad that you came on to share this story today, because I know that many people are in a change right yeah. now. There's a lots of change going on, and hopefully that the right people that needed to hear your message about that. Yep, you might be called for a different purpose, and that is your greater purpose, what you came, your sacred purpose, that's like right. you talked about. And I love that you came and shared that today, Tommy Forbes. Thank you so much for what you do in the world, because all the work that you do is rippling out and helping others heal. And so thank you so much for doing
that. Thank you, Cornelia. Such yes. a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
You too. Mm-hmm. Namaste. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you again next time with Stories of Hope. Stay tuned for our next hour on the Cornelia Stephanie Show with Joan Sharp. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.